Well, you have, as you just said, a state of emergency. I mean, it's a quasi state of emergency in the sense that basically bars can open, restaurants can open, but they close in the evening. And life continues more or less as normal. You know, you see people on the trains, it's very crowded, the streets are crowded, and so on. It's not a lockdown in the sense of that we know it in Ireland. And then in terms of infections, you know, the new infections, we've just had the number today is 684 in Tokyo. There's a week-on-week decline, which suggests that these quasi-emergency measures are working. So far, there's about 719,000 infections in Japan. About 12,000 people, just over 12,000 people have tragically died. Now it seems like a large figure, but actually, if you think about the population of Japan, which is 127 million, to give you an idea of where we are, Ireland has about 5,000 deaths, but a far smaller population. So what the government says is, okay, things are not perfect here, but we don't have anything like the disaster that you've seen in America, in the UK, in parts of Europe. We have this thing more or less under control, and it should be okay. They're saying it's full steam ahead, as you said, to the Olympics.
Okay, so we've been hearing a lot of reports, David, about the lack of public support for the games. Polls have suggested that 80% of the population do not want them to go ahead right now. Are these reports accurate?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think it's very safe to say that a majority of the Japanese population, this is ordinary people, are against the Olympics or feel that they should be either postponed till next year or cancelled. And the figure you quoted is on the high end, 80%, but that was one poll. But all the polls show somewhere between 60 to 80% of the population don't want this event to take place. And that's a huge problem. Not just for the Japanese government, but for the International Olympic Committee, which needs public support. And what they're banking on is that once the games roll into town, once the hoopla takes over, once people get into it, that sort of public enthusiasm will grow. And that's what happened in other events. That certainly would happen, for example, in London in 2012. You know, there was a lot of opposition to those games too. And they're banking that a number of things are going to happen. First of all, that the vaccine rate is going to pick up, that these quasi-emergency measures are going to work, and that once people see that the gains are inevitable, that public support will pick up, and that everything will go as planned.
So, how are the Japanese people making their feelings known?
Well, they're ordinary people, of course, when they're interviewed on TV and so on, will say, you know, we don't think this is a good idea. I think more importantly for the organizers of the games are the sort of, you know, the people who are in the medical profession, for example. So we had a press conference from the head of the doctors' union in Japan, and he said it will be totally irresponsible for the games to go ahead. And not only that, but the possibility is that a new virus could develop, a new strain of the virus could develop in Tokyo simply because the games are going ahead. You've also had local government prefectural leaders around in the prefectures around Tokyo who've said that they will refuse to accept patients, for example, from the Olympic community, from the Olympic circus that's going to come into town, over their own communities, over their own people. So they're saying, we're not going to prioritize Olympic people over our own people. So you have this sense of a sort of a mutiny almost, you know, against the games by the medical profession and by a lot of people. And it's really a question of whether the government can ride this out and make sure that the games go ahead despite that opposition.
What's your sense? Because obviously you're over there and have been there for quite a while and are very familiar with the way the government behave, just from seeing them firsthand for a number of years. Do you think that they are going to try and just ride this out?
Well, I would have said, and in fact, I did say on RT a couple of months ago that it was 50-50. Now I think the balance has tipped in favor of the games going ahead simply because The closer we get to it, the more sort of the people are preparing, the more the organizers have started to prepare, the more that the athletes are prepared to come. And it seems like, you know, they are indeed going to tough it out. And what we've had a series of statements from Olympic officials. You know, they're showing no sense at all that they're going to cancel the games. We had the former vice president of the International Olympic Committee, Dick Pound. He said on Wednesday the games would go ahead. We've had officials say that the games will go ahead even if there's a state of emergency, which seems to many Japanese people quite extraordinary. And I think what one of the results of the situation we're in now is that a lot of the rules that the IOC has, the International Olympic Committee has, over the host cities, which would have flown under the radar, you know, if nothing had happened, if there hadn't been a coronavirus, have now been exposed. And one of the rules, for example, which is angering some Japanese people, a lot of Japanese people, is that the host city doesn't have the right to cancel the games. And you've had IOC officials say, well, even if the government says no to the games, we can go ahead with them. And the other thing which has got a lot of play here in the media is the fact that the host city is supposed to give free medical treatment to anybody in the Olympic community. And again, obviously that's a controversial issue because lots of Japanese people need the same medical treatment. And if for whatever reason, the virus, the numbers happen to peak around the time of the Olympics, and it's a choice for many hospitals and doctors between treating local people, Japanese people, and IOC people, then the doctors are probably going to choose their local people. And that's, as I said, that's got a lot of play in the media and it's angering people, I think, that's fair to say.
Just on the money side of it, because people are obviously, as always, fascinated by figures, how much money has been ploughed into these games?
Well, the figure that's often quoted in the media is about $12 to $14 billion. The highest figure I've seen is $28 billion. That's from the Nikkei, which is Japan's premier business newspaper, which is normally on the reserve side. One of the problems with the games is that the figures are so opaque. But I think it's fair to say that at least $20 billion has been plowed into the games. And of course, that's one of the reasons why it's very hard at this point to sort of pull out. You know, we have all these, we have a new Olympic stadium, which was surrounded in controversy right in the center of the city. We have a lot of new venues. We have an Olympic village, which is being built. That says nothing, of course, for the cost of bringing all these people in. Vaccinating the athletes, which was announced today. You know, the Olympic Committee said today it will start vaccinating its own athletes. And that's another point of controversy, by the way, you know, because even though only 5%, roughly 5% of the Japanese population has been vaccinated, the local Olympic Committee is saying, well, we'll vaccinate these healthy athletes first, you know, and that's going to obviously cause controversy when it's run in the media.
Yeah, I can imagine so, because there was a lot of debate about that earlier in the year when the coronavirus was at its peak. But as things started to get better, there was more of an acceptance to vaccinating our athletes. And as far as I understand, some of them have been vaccinated already. I think as well, another point that's worth making is the scale of the Olympics, because I don't think, David, until you actually go to an Olympic Games that you can really grasp how big it is. So it's 33 competitions, 339 events held across 42 venues, and then the Paralympics features 539 events across 22 sports hosted at 21 venues. And even if you just look at the number of athletes that are going to be there and think about that, but you also have to think about the amount of volunteers that are going to need to be mobilized to ensure that these are done safely. And that's a lot of people that will be out and about, and as you have pointed out, looks like won't be vaccinated.
Exactly. And I mean, I was talking to one of my students today. She's one of the volunteers. They've mobilized about 60,000 people in Japan who can speak English. And most of those people, of course, are, as I said, full steam ahead. They're preparing as though the games are going to go ahead. We have athletes from 200 countries. And you do have to give some consideration to the athletes, don't you? Because they've come from all over the world. They're preparing for the biggest sporting event of their life. You have 90,000 people coming to Japan. Of course, as you know, the spectators, foreign spectators, have been banned. They have been told that they cannot come. But even despite that, we have 90,000 people coming. There has to be a decision yet made on whether spectators can come to the stadium. So yeah, there's an incredible amount of momentum which is built up towards the game, towards the games. And it is hard to kind of pull the plug at this stage, yeah.
And just in terms of like the atmosphere and the scenes there and the infrastructure, like the Olympic Games is a big celebration of sport. It's a pageant, it's a festival. It's less than 2 months away. Is there any evidence of any sort of excitement building towards that, or is it just still all apprehension?
Well, I think, you know, the unfortunate thing is that at this point, we should be in the middle of this huge buildup. We should be seeing, you know, this great pageant of athleticism. We should be seeing the beginnings of that, at least. We should be seeing the TV ads. We should be seeing the newspapers and so on building towards that. And the media here is one of the major sponsors of the games. But instead, we have all these mixed messages. So, for example, yesterday we had the Asahi Shimbun, which is one of the biggest newspapers in Japan. It's the liberal, big liberal left newspaper. It published an editorial calling for the games to be scrapped. It was the first newspaper to break ranks, the first major one. And then immediately a sort of parent company said, no, we're still an official partner of the games. We support the games, despite what the editorial, you know, the newspaper has editorial freedom and so on. So you have all the time these mixed messages, which of course are then played in the media, you know, and sometimes there's a kind of comical element to it. So for example, the Japan Olympic Committee said that they would distribute 150,000 condoms to the athletes. And that got a lot of play in the local media here. And at the same time, it's asking them to stay 6 feet apart. And people sort of laughed and said, well, how's that going to work out? You know, so the issue, I think, is the closer we get to the games, unless these vaccines really pick up, unless there's a sense that we're OK, we're protected here, this controversy is going to continue, I think.
So, David, do you think that we will be checking in with you in just under 2 months around the opening ceremony and that it will be full steam ahead?
I, like I said, I mean, I think that it's tipping in favor of the games going ahead because we have these statements. And Dick Pound said, you know, this is the former IOC vice president of the games, said that it would take an exceptional event for the games to be canceled. And, you know, if you look back through the history of the games, 1968 in Mexico, there was a massacre of government forces of hundreds of people. The games went ahead. Some of you probably remember Moscow in 1980, you know, 60 countries, including America, boycotted the games. They went ahead. You know, every event has been plagued by controversy, including Beijing in 2008. You know, you had 1.5 million people evicted during before the Beijing Games as they prepared for it. So it takes something really major like war, as in 1940, or a global pandemic to knock these games off course. And really, I think at this point, because the vaccines are picking up, we're moving towards a scenario where the games are going to go ahead. That's my view.